The 100 Voice St. Michael's Choir School's Schola Cantorum, guest soloists, and Schola Orchestra are presenting a pairing of Schubert's beloved Mass in G with excerpts from Leonard Bernstein's epic Mass, including a simple song and others. The concert concludes with the full orchestral version of Bernstein's revered Chichester Psalms, which combines music and text in a visionary plea for reconciliation and unity throughout the world. It is part of the St. Michael's Presents concert series, and it takes place in just over a week, Friday, February 28th, 7 p.m. in St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica. The concert is free, open to the public. Donations are accepted via cash and electronic means, and donations of $25 or more will receive a charitable tax receipt. If you'd like to learn more, smcs.on.ca/concerts. Brian Pretty is the principal conductor at St. Michael's Choir School. To date, his career includes more than 40 years of choral teaching. His career has taken him from Georgia to the Eastman School of Music, Rochester, Fort Worth, and Spokane, where he served as music and artistic directors with a sparkling array of prestigious schools and organizations. He's toured the world and won numerous awards. Brian Pretty, welcome back to the New Classical FM.
Thank you so much.
Great to be with you. Tell us about putting this concert series together for the season. What are the goals for the performances, for your students and the audience?
Well, the St. Michael's Presents, we've been going for a while now. Typically, we start with the choir schedule. We have a fall concert, Founders Day concert. And then we'll also have a spring concert. So those are two givens that we have. Then we have a wonderful organist. Most years we'll have at least one organ recital. Then some years we will have a guest artist on the program. The Ukrainian choir sang 2 years ago. And then a unique thing for us is the Schola Cantorum, which is designed for boys that want to go the extra mile. So all the boys that sing in this come for after school rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And it gives the boys an opportunity to sing large-scale choral works that we normally would not be singing in our Mass settings.
Do you find that there's some built-in enthusiasm there? Is there a good crop of kids who are like, hey, I really want to take this to the next level?
Yeah, we include the fifth and sixth grade boys in the Schola. They have to be recommended by their teacher, but that means you'll have boys from fifth grade through 12th grade. So we'll sing all four parts SATB. That builds a real camaraderie because it's something they want to do, not because they have to do it.
That makes a huge difference.
Yes. And I have to remind them, yes, you're here because you wanted to be here.
That's right. You get a couple of rehearsals in, and then yes, that's a different story. All right, so this group comes together and some specific focus. So Schubert and Bernstein here. It feels like an interesting pairing. What do you make of it?
Yes. For lack of better words, I thought, what's an intriguing title that will get people to come? And I was looking at Bernstein's repertoire, and you know, I thought about Candide and other things, like have a lighter fare. But, you know, with a boys' choir and the trebles are singing the girls' parts in the dances, I thought, well, this probably won't work too well.
Right.
But I thought, well, what else did he write? And I had performed the Bernstein Mass years ago as a student and remembered several of the choruses. So I thought, well, that's a good starting place. But the boys rarely get to sing a complete Mass. And the Schubert is, you know, most people, if they've sung a Mass, have sung the Schubert. And so it's one of his most popular.
Let's talk about it for a moment. Schubert Mass in G, like so many pieces from Schubert, not published until well after his death, but very much beloved. And not fully realized to scholars until relatively recently. We're talking about the 1980s, 1990s, where they started to find different parts that they thought, okay, this could be bigger than we imagined it. Let's listen to a moment right now. So there's the Schubert Mass in G. Tell us about why this is enduring.
It's enduring because, you know, Schubert was known for his melodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was thinking of Schubert versus Bernstein, you know, has a lot of rhythm. They're almost opposite ends on what they are excelling at. But Schubert's melodies have always been his strong point. I'm doing the version which is only strings and organ. So we don't do the expanded version with the brass and things like that.
That's right, sort of the earlier version understand, yeah.
And the strings pair up so well with the voices. Well, the interesting thing about the Schubert, it has soprano, tenor, and bass solos. It does not have an alto solo.
Okay.
And that, I thought, was a little unusual. And so we were able to secure Maeve Palma as our guest artist, coloratura soprano, for the evening. She's going to be wonderful. The tenor soloist is Walter Mahabir, who is actually an alum of the school and is teaching at the school right now. He's a wonderful tenor, singing over in Germany for a while, came back. Then our bass is a recent graduate. He's vocal performance Owen Phillipson at the University of Toronto. So we thought, we'll bring him back. It's kind of a homecoming for him.
If you are just joining us, Brian Priddy, principal conductor at St. Michael's Choir School, is with us. The 100-voice St. Michael's Choir School's Schola Cantorum, guest soloists and the orchestra presenting the pairing of Schubert's Mass in G with excerpts of Leonard Bernstein's Mass. That's Friday, February 28th, 7 p.m. in St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica. The concert is free, donations accepted, and you can head to the St. Michael's Choir School website and look in the concert section. Learn lots more there. Okay, so Bernstein is next, and we're very familiar with this Mass, his simple song, we play it all the time, commissioned by Jacqueline Kennedy in the early 1970s, Latin, English, and Hebrew as part of the language here. And fun fact, singer-songwriter legend Paul Simon actually added a few lyrical ideas to the Mass. Let's listen to a moment. Okay, a moment from Bernstein's Mass. Tell us about this one and how it feels against the Schubert.
Well, I thought, okay, Schubert has his Mass, Bernstein has a Mass, let's do something from both to kind of juxtapose one against the other. And I wanted to celebrate, of course, I have boy choir, so you need to find the things that would work well with the boy choir. So Walter Mahabir, who is our tenor soloist and also an alum, is going to play the role of the celebrant. So what I've done with these excerpts is piece together like a storyline, starting with a simple song, and then we'll go to the Gloria Tibi, which will feature the trebles only, and Walter, and then that goes into the Sanctus, and at the middle of the Sanctus, there's a little vignette that I've pulled directly from the Mass that Walter will perform, and then we'll have a lovely duet between one of our boy sopranos and Walter, the Laudate, that precedes immediately the final chorus, Almighty Father, incline thine ear. So it should be a stunning thing working together.
What do you make of Bernstein as a composer at this point in his career? This is parts of it are very, very popular. He didn't compose as much as we sort of imagine that he did. What do you make of it as you're working on it?
He uses some of the same compositional techniques in his works with pairings of voices, things like that, and some similar rhythmic elements. He has a tendency to put sevenths, intervals of a seventh together to give a little more dissonance, which is a challenge for the singers if they're having to sing the seventh.
It sounds like something of a modern American idea, a little bit.
It is. It takes Aaron Copland and puts it on steroids.
Well, sure. I love it. I love the pairing. I love the adventure of it, and I'm sure the kids are finding it to be both rewarding but maybe a bit of a challenge as well.
Right, because the Bernstein, the excerpts of the Mass, to me, I was like, that's the middle part, but what's going to be the big ending? So the Chichester Psalms is the big ending. Bernstein intended that to be sung by boys, soprano and altos, although that's rarely heard. Hmm. So this is an opportunity for people to hear with a full boy choir. Of course, we'll have a boy soloist in the second movement. The tenors and basses have had a really fun time with movement two with the Lama Ramashu text. They challenge each other in the halls. Let me hear it. Lama Ramashu. And so the idea is to get it up to tempo.
Right.
And it's, of course, the Chichester is completely in Hebrew. So that's a new twist for some of the boys to conquer.
Yeah. Well, I like that something that is so rarely performed we're going to have right here in Toronto. And Brian Pretty, principal conductor with St. Michael's Choir School, thank you so much for taking us through, being our guide here.
No problem.
We're absolutely looking forward to Friday, February 28th, 7 p.m., St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica, the 100 Voice Choir, guest soloists, the orchestra, Schubert's Mass in G, and then, as we've been talking about, those Leonard Bernstein Mass excerpts. And donations accepted when you're there, but it is free to the public. And if you'd like to learn more, smcs.on.ca. So that's basically the St. Michael's Choir School website. Just click the concerts and you can learn more. Once again, February 28th, 7 p.m. at St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica. It is Mark Wigmore here, your look at the arts here on the New Classical FM. This is the music of Leonard Bernstein.